Fade in. Exterior, a redwood forest. Twilight. Full moon rising between trees. Green city limits sign next to dark highway. Dissolve to. Sign. White block letters. Arcadia, California. Population 16,178. Freeze frame. Superimpose. Episode 79. Low frame rate.
What? You can't have imagined I'd disrupt a negotiation without a proposed counteroffer. Seriously? Nothing? No pithy response? Astute alliterative acknowledgement? Shame. Well then, allow me this opportunity to present the proposed bargain. I, son of Dawes, so called, will swear to you as vassal to liegelord to serve where and how you see fit, with certain small caveats. From the moment when the agreement is sealed until the Arcadian exchange has been enacted twice.
You can't do that. He can't do that, right?
I mean, I don't see why he couldn't. It's just offering something different to get what he, well, what we want. Which is what bargain is, if you think about it.
Okay, but...
19 years.
What?
19 years. By reckoning here. 19 years in her service.
Yeah. Is that all?
You would be in her service. The same span that I was so sworn.
Hmm. That seems fitting, then.
You presume. What value have you to me? Shall you expand my holdings? Grant me that which I desire? To what use can you be put?
Please. I find it hard to believe one who would rule the Dawes cannot find a purpose for one of the current monarch's blood.
Hmm. And in exchange?
Answers to their questions, and the release of the Ilfig, Elliot.
Shall you next demand the moon itself?
Well, if I wanted the moon, I'd have promised a longer term of vassalage. What's offered is more than fair for what I've asked.
Answers. 3.
Given in plain words.
In plain words.
And the Ilfig?
I don't understand.
They're making counteroffers until they both agree that...
I know. I meant, I don't understand. Why are you doing this? Yeah, I heard making a choice or whatever and all that, but that's not an actual answer. You're agreeing to 20 damn years as her... I don't know. Her servant, basically, and... Would she take you wherever? Elsewhere? Because it sounds like it, and that makes even less sense why you'd do it. Aren't you, like, not allowed to do that, to leave Arcadia to go where they live? I mean, not just, like, leave, because I know you left before. I think you left before. Mom said you did, but I feel like there was something you said before about...
You are right. I'm unable to be taken. But nothing says I may not go. You must understand, I am old. Quite old, in fact. And you are very young, in years, regardless as to the maturity or experience. I have had a full life, if not precisely a good one. You deserve the same. To live by the terms you define before those terms are chosen for you. Lyndon. Lyndon deserved that as well.
I... Oh.
Ah, the Oathbreaker.
Don't call him
done
that.
Done is done, and lost cannot be found. He reaped as he sowed, and paid twice. Once in the bargain, and once in the breaking. First in self, again in blood. But we did not choose for him, nor did we exact that second price.
What?
His blood is not on our hands.
Then who?
Shall that be one of the questions, then?
Who killed Lyndon?
An agreement has not yet been reached.
Are we really going to let him do this?
I don't know.
Right?
I feel like we should stop him. This isn't his fight or whatever, but it kind of is. And I mean, it would be messed up for us to, like, force him not to do it, if we even could. But also, it's also messed up to let him basically sacrifice himself for our... for my thing. You know?
Yeah.
But also, I feel like maybe this would be better, just in general, than me swearing to her, but that might just be self-interest. I honestly don't even know anymore.
I'm really not sure what
we will let him.
What?
He is making a choice. We will let him make it.
But are you sure this is the right thing?
He isn't. This is a gift. As much as a choice. And it will piss his father off.
That is a very good point.
Yeah. Okay. I know what to do. Three answers in plain language. Elliot's freedom, and the name of the person who killed Lyndon.
Ah, there. A desire deftly demanded.
Dominic.
That's our offer. What he offered in exchange for that.
And you agree, son of Doors?
Yes. I do.
I cannot agree.
Then make a counteroffer.
The taut has teeth. Three answers in plain language. The name of they that meted out the Oathbreaker's punishment, and circumstance calculated to contribute chance for circumlocutory collaborative compromise between purchaser, purchased, and proposed purloiner. I will facilitate your meeting and negotiations with the Ilfig.
Mr. DiCaprio?
And this door will close permanently as I pass through it.
It is impolite to interconnect incidentals into a bargain merely incited.
I know.
Very well.
Then, I agree to the terms as so defined.
Who am I to squelch such self-sacrificing stunts? I agree to the terms as so defined. Your questions?
Hang on. Leah?
Oh, right. The list. Okay. How did Lyndon change the bargain? Can you just leave and get out of bargains? What was the monarch promised / owed? How can we get Elliot to turn down the deal with the purchaser? What actually is that deal, and who is it with? What happens if Elliot does say no? Does the purchaser go away? Does Mr. Baldwin's power? We have to ask about Elliot.
Yeah, but not like that.
Huh?
If we only get three questions, we need to get the most information we can from each one, right? So we need to keep things open-ended.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Maybe... what does the purchaser want?
Huh. What about... what would the purchaser need to be given to release Elliot from their bargain?
That we can give.
Huh?
What does the purchaser want that we can provide him with?
Right, yeah. Otherwise, she'll say, like, a knighthood, land in a title, or a pet unicorn or something. True, but useless.
Yes.
Okay. Question one, what would the purchaser need to be given that we can provide to release Elliot from his bargain?
What is the monarch owed?
I was thinking we should ask that one too. Nico?
What is he owed, or what does he think he's owed?
I think we want to know the literal terms, this time at least. Like with the first question, if we ask what he thinks he should be getting, she could tell us, like, the deference and respect of all the world, which is probably true, but, you know, useless.
Yeah. Okay. What is the monarch owed that he is willing to come here for?
Yeah. I like it.
That will give her information she might not already possess. That he is coming here.
Shit. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Wait, how do you know that?
My father is not as subtle as he portrays himself to be. He had intended to use the playhouse door. He was distressed to discover it had been closed.
Oh. Sorry about that?
I'm not.
Nor am I.
Wait, why
aren't the third question.
Yeah, right.
What happens if we close all the doors? What happens here and elsewhere both?
That is not on the list.
I think it's really important. Like, ask this first important, because basically everything we've planned is based on the assumption that closing the doors cuts them off from Arcadia.
So if that isn't true, we need to completely rethink everything.
Exactly.
Okay. Question one. What happens both here and elsewhere if all the currently open doors are closed? If the answer to that is something completely different than what we think is going to happen, Nico calls a timeout and we talk.
Got it. Question two.
What the monarch is owed.
Yeah. What is the monarch owed that he is coming here for?
That is terrible grammar.
I really don't think she'll care. Does it ask the right thing, though?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. And question three is...
What does the purchaser want that we can get in exchange for letting Elliot out of his part of the bargain with Mr. Baldwin?
Your words are... good.
Thank you. That's everything. I think. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's do this. All right, we have our questions. What happens here and else, the place you live, if all the currently open doors into Arcadia are closed?
An interesting initiating inquiry. Your answer. In plain language. There must be a door if there is to be passage. Passage of the body with its flesh and finality. Passage of the self, all spirit and symmetry. Or passage of power, wielded, given, traded, loaned, or sold. Lacking portals, power pools in our hands, pretty, precious, fragile as porcelain. Should the doors close, you will again be lost, left lacking, less the light. But doors are not fixed and final things. Where one closes, another may open. Where one has passed away, another may be built. Should the doors be lost, others will be found. In time. And we who measure time in song and silver and silent shadows and slight sighs have so much more of that precious currency than those born of mud and miserable malevolence. We may wait. And while waiting, whetstone both our will and our wrath.
Question 2. What is the monarch owed that he is coming here for?
The role of rightful king, ruler of the doors, in perpetuity.
Wait, what?
Your question was asked, an answer given in plain language. Nothing more is owed. But you petitioned politely and have acted appropriately and above board. I will do the same. The machinations of a monarch manifest multiply, but each and every effort, expectation, and extortion further forms framed faultlessly. He has set so much in motion, buttressed his bulwarks with bargains. Do you know what was agreed between monarch and oathbreaker?
You are answering questions, not them.
Then I will ask you instead. Do you know what he desired, what he asked for it?
I know enough.
Ah, my precious child. You are fearfully wrong. Here, a gift. Your most lordly father, having created and claimed you, brought you here and bound you to its bosom, then bargained for you. To bestow a boon on your body, half and half again and less than whole.
I don't care what
the Oathbreaker and the sister were spared. Their lot, as chosen of the bargain, divided among all the children of the families. But in freeing themselves from the fetters of fate, they forewent their favor. Forward it, instead, to a friend. It was agreed that Falcon's children need not be taken, and in exchange, the power to determine the ruler of doors would be granted to another, one chosen by Monarch, agreed to by Oathbreaker. That this other would hold the power until the next generation of the Falcon's children were born and grew into sense.
No, there is no way
that... Who better to trust to make such a choice than a friend? A child? And you, son of Dors, are both.
What? That isn't possible.
I say nothing of possible, only true.
I would know. I would have known.
You're saying Mr. DiCaprio was the, whatever it's called, the person that determined who got to be monarch?
He had it all planned. And then Nico came and messed it up.
He bound me to him? Why would he have given me that power?
Wait, okay, but I thought you said I was...
That is fascinating.
An answer and a gift have been given. I will speak of it no further at this time.
But what about...
I will speak of it no further. The moon wanes. Time passes. Ask your third question.
Okay. What does the purchaser want that we can get in exchange for letting Elliot out of his part of the bargain with Mr. Baldwin?
A body that cannot be forced to expel him.
Any body? I mean, does it have to be human, or would a dog or a horse or something work? Or are you saying...
My answer has been given.
No, I know, but what about if we just...
I have already given you worth in excess of payment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, but what if...
Stop.
But what about...
Stop.
Right, yeah, okay.
Now, all that remains is your price, son of Dors. Are you sure such a secret should be spoken? That you will find satisfaction in cementing your suspicions?
Who killed Lindon?
He who both fathered and fashioned an ill pig. In fair value for his fortune, forced fatality upon a friend, so-called. The Oathbreaker died at the hand of Conrad Baldwin. I have paid what was owed. Will you do the same? The door is open. Walk through it.
Wait, Elliot's dad? You can't just tell us that and then leave. We need to... Shit. I don't know. What are we supposed to do?
Save him, I imagine. Well, Elliot, I mean. I somehow doubt there's much about Conrad that can be saved.
Mr. DiCaprio.
I am sorry that you are going, now that I understand.
Thomas,
I would like to hug you. It is what Nico does when people are upset.
The moon wanes.
Is it all right?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Thomas. I suppose this is goodbye. Gentlemen, lady. While I cannot say knowing you three has precisely been a pleasure, it certainly has been interesting.
Wait! Me too. Whatever.
Should I... Am I supposed to?
The night passes.
Goodbye, Dominic McCleary. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever, farewell, friends. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then, this parting was well made.
Oh my god.
I am upset.
Yeah.
Why was he only good at the end? He should have been before. Why didn't he make things different when he could? Why did he have to leave to help?
I don't know. Come on, let's go home. We've got so much to tell the moms. And I am starving.
Nico, how can you be thinking about food after that? You know what? Actually, I am too. Thomas?
I am still upset.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But we're not going to get less upset standing here.
And I think we might see him again sooner than you think. Mr. DiCaprio, I mean.
Why?
Well, when I hugged him, I maybe, sort of, put the key in his pocket. You know, the one that he gave me. That closes the doors.
Smash cut. Black screen. Over black, roll credits. Nico McCleary is played by M. German. Thomas Falconer is played by Cale Brown. Leah Webster is played by Kaylin. Cyrus DiCaprio is played by Vic Hollins. The Curator is played by Rhys Tirado. Arcadia, California is a production of Law of Names Media. It is written and directed by Lee Seguente and edited by Eric Seguente. You can find more information about the show, its cast and crew at arcadiacalifornia.lawofnames.com or join us on Discord at discord.lawofnames.com. Fade out.